It's not getting Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hare
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padagamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitangscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Vaskatyade Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Govaktavinda Vancha kalpataru vaischa kripa shindu vaivacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
First of all, let me express in the name of our retreat team, Bhujijam Prabhu, Jagatarini Mataji, and Madhavananda, and then, of course, the glorious Prashanta and Savaboma Mahabhagavat and all those many devotees who are behind all this. Let me express my profound gratitude and joy to see all of you here. And not just to see all of you with only all of you. You have brought something very special with you to this place. A very special desire and readiness to attend to your relationship with Radha and Krishna, to become deeper and increase it in some ways. I'm very honored and pleased to be able to try to serve you in your own efforts. And I can assure you that all of us who sit here and who sit behind the stage are unlimitedly moved even and happy to see such a wonderful group of devotees with such wonderful desires and intentions. I would like to give you in a few sentences a history of the Govardhan retreat so that you can see this experience in the context of what has been going on over the past, I believe, 8 years now.
Maharaj, this is the tenth.
Oh my God, it's a tenth anniversary. Oh, I'm so bad with numbers, but welcome. This is a historic date, yes. So I'm very. I want to give you a little history of the retreats. Then I would like to talk a little bit about Giriraj Govardhan as the main person of this retreat. I would like to then guide you in a little exercise which will help you to become more aware of the intention which brought you here, and then give the microphone to Bhurijam Prabhu and Jagatarini Madhavananda as well. So let me start with the first point, the history. The Govardhan retreats really started from an idea of Bhurijam Prabhu, who has been teaching the Bhagavatam and other spiritual subjects for a long time here in Vrindavan. He, as you know, as many of you know, he is the spiritual director of the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, an institute which is dedicated to train devotees in the philosophy and application of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, especially in the line of Srila Prabhupada. So he had this idea to add to the usual classroom setting of the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Educational Courses a retreat. How is a retreat different from an ordinary course or class? Well, a retreat is something which allows the participants to retreat, to go away from their ordinary life and to focus exclusively without any tests and any titles to gain, like Bhakti Vaibhava or Bhakti Shastri and so on, to focus exclusively on one idea, on one subject, that is to improve and deepen the relationship with Krishna. That's all. That's the only function or the only goal of this retreat, to come closer to Krishna, to Radha and Krishna, and particularly focus on our sambandha, our relationship with the divine couple. So that having been said, a retreat is different from a classroom setting in the goal, but also in the way of teaching. In the retreat, we want to have an experience, not only an information or an understanding of a scriptural text, for instance. This is very important, but a retreat focuses really on an experience. Therefore, the retreats were immediately, forcefully taken out of the Vrindavan classrooms under the trees of Govardhan. Yes, I'm not joking. In the very beginning of our Govardhan retreats, we sat really under trees. I remember we had nothing to sit on than the dust of Braj, the best place really to sit, if you wish to sit. Brahma wants to sit in this dust, and Uddhava wants to take birth at the Gulma, a little plant, to get this dust which is whirled up or moved by the lotus feet of the gopis who run for meeting Krishna. But we were also sitting in the dust under some trees, and we had to shift our locations because the sun was also there, and sometimes it became very hot when the shade of the tree had wandered westwards. So, or eastwards actually. So this is how we started to have these Govardhan retreats. We would sit in the nature by the lap of Giriraj, and we would give classes, and often there are pictures, you know, where Buriram Paru would shout, Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. Maybe he will shout this also a few times in ecstasy here. It was quite something. There were not so many participants as come now, but soon these classes which were delivered and which were embellished, I believe, by the presence of Giriraj, which were empowered, became known all over the world. I know that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj told us that in his last days he would listen to these classes which Buriram Prabhu and the other lecturers had given on the Govardhan retreat, because devotees all over the world began to feel that, by the atmosphere of Vrindavan Dham and sitting in the shade and being next to Giriraj, some special juice, some special nectar has come into the presentations and into the assembly. And we would get letters from retreat participants who would tell us how this had changed their life, saved their lives in some cases, and they would say things at the end of the retreat, now I know Krishna really exists. So we became encouraged to go on with these retreats. It was a total new idea for both of us, and we felt at times a little unsure, because monkeys were also there. We needed to have a monkey guard with us with a stick so on. But it began to grow, we are now happy to have the 10th retreat of its kind here in this very ideal setting. We used to have the retreats at another place and stayed in the Dwaraka Ashram, which is by far too small, really. The hall is too small and everything. And then by Giriraj's mercy, when we just were thinking everything was growing too big and we wouldn't accommodate the devotees very nicely, Balkrishna Ashram in this beautiful hall turned up in the Gopinath Gardens, which you will see when Krishna has lifted the Govardhan a little bit more, the Govardhan Hill a little bit more to get the rain away from your heads and your shoulders and everywhere. So we use this Gopinath Garden, which is wonderful. Then we began to organize leelas with traditional Braj costumes and the lines of Rupa Goswami. And last time when we had this leela, or you would say dramatic performance, the spiritual elite of Jatipur came, and of Radha Kund, and many, many Vaishnavas turned up because they all have heard about this retreat, and then the final day where Krishna Leela is played. They heard and they very much appreciate it. So, good. Now, we are starting. I lost it because I saw Braj Bihari and Aviram entering. Hare Krishna, welcome very much. You give joy to our hearts very much. So, I would like to now talk a little bit on this particular retreat and give you a few ideas how you can tune in. Obviously, we all came from different countries. We have a year, we end a year which was full of events. Some of them might have been events in our lives which really moved us, which really challenged us at times, and which gladdened us, made us laugh and made us cry. And now we come with all of this to the sacred foothill of Giriraj. It is necessary for us to tune in to the work ahead of us for this 1 week and to switch off a little bit the experiences of the year which might still revolve in our minds and our heads. It is important for us to switch on our relationship with Krishna and to focus a little bit. And for this, I would like to introduce to you Giriraj in his particular light. Giriraj is known as the best servant of Krishna, and one of the reasons why he is celebrated as Haridasa Varyam, the best servant, is because he assists the other servants, the other devotees, in their Krishna consciousness. He gives grass to Krishna's cows and thereby does go-seva, and fruits and juices to Krishna's cowherd boyfriends, and therefore does Krishna's sakas seva, Krishna's friends are served. Haridas is a great merciful devotee who also serves the aspirant sadaka, that means a person like you and me, in their search to find Krishna. You might now ask, but Sachinandan Swami, when I look at Giriraj, I don't see a person, I don't see a servant, I see an interesting rock formation. That's all what I can see. My dear devotees, you need to now tune your listen very attentively, because a slightly difficult point will come now. There are three ways of seeing the reality, and especially three ways of seeing spiritual reality. The first way is called adibhautik, the second adiatmic, and the third adidevik. The adibhautik perspective means to see the material elements assembling in a certain way and giving a certain picture to us. when you look with a material perspective, the adibhautik perspective, you might see, yes, Giriraj as a slightly brownish colored, very mysterious mountain. A little higher than this perspective is the adhyatmic level, where you will see Giriraj as a tirtha. Tirtha means a holy place which can invest you with spiritual energy. A place to, so to say, connect like you would connect with an electric current, and then, oops, an energy comes, even in India. Something.
Something sometimes.
So, if you connect with that perspective of Giriraj, the adhyatmic perspective, you would connect to a certain spiritual energy. You will feel energized like the many pilgrims who circumambulate Giriraj with a big smile on their faces and loud shouts of Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai.
That was nice.
I'm learning.
Again?
After 10 years, I'm, you better do it. No? Okay, once again, Prabhu, more energy, please. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki. Oops.
They did better, but I think they can do still better.
You can do better. Okay. We will.
Can we do it together?
Together, yes. Everyone. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki. That was very good. But you will do better at the end of the week when you are fully surcharged. Yes, a tirtha offers you specific energy. It is called in Rupa Goswami's language, Tarana Shakti, the Shakti which frees you from your material conditioned life. You will see the Giriraj treatment is unmistaken. You will be like light bulbs at the end. There is, however, a still higher perspective, the Adidevic perspective, where you will see, when you look at the hill, no longer a hill, no longer a tirtha, but you will see it is identical with a servant of Krishna, and also with Krishna himself. We hear in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Raghunath Das Goswami had this exalted vision. He would worship the Shila which was personally handed to him by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as he worshipped this Govardhan Shila, he saw the threefold bending form of Lord Krishna with an attractive smile beckoning him, and he would see the earrings which swing on Krishna's ears and put a particular light on his cheeks, which is so attractive for the devotees who meditate. They would see the smile. He would see the smile, and like this, you will maybe see these forms when you sleep, and Giriraj might appear to you in a spurti, or in a dream-like vision that many have reported. So anyways, three levels of seeing Giriraj: a material level, a level where you see him as an tirtha which gives energy and gifts to you, spiritual gifts, and finally as Krishna himself. I think it is important for us to enter this adhyatmic or adidevic level, because otherwise we might feel a little frustrated. It rains, we might feel. Prabhus and Matajis, this is extremely auspicious that it rains. At the beginning of the Giriraj Leela, what did it do?
It rained.
It rained. There was storm. There was hail. There was everything. And it brought the devotees to what is the essence of staying here. It brought the devotees to the concept of ashraya. Ashraya means shelter. You have to take shelter. When things don't work the way you feel they should work, then you have to switch from your ordinary or your perspective into another perspective in order to not be frustrated, embittered, and want your money back. It rains. It rains. This is reality. This is a good... In Braj, people pay an astrologer to tell them the date when it rains. Why? Because the rain is so extremely auspicious. Rain in Braj is not H2O falling from the sky when you don't want it. Like in the West, rain is water which comes and falls on your head when you don't want it. Rain here in Vrindavan is something else. It is the joyous tears of the highly exalted devotees of Lord Krishna. This is called an Adidevic vision, huh? Not an Adibhautik vision. For the last 1 month, I'm here in Braj, and I have befriended an unusual friend, a monkey. This monkey, I became attentive to him, would be always near when I was chanting. First, I immediately put my things, my bebek very close, my water glass very close. But then I found out that this monkey was an extraordinary monkey. I had to change my vision to see him properly. And this story is all about changing vision and changing perspective. I would notice that this monkey would sit next to me and would be very comfortable in hearing the holy name. Then I began to notice that the monkey would chase away other monkeys who disturbed me. In the beginning, there was one monkey who didn't like that I sat under his tree, so he always urinated upon me. In the beginning, I thought it was a pleasant shower, but then I smelled, and I know how monkey urine smells by now. After 10 years of Govardhan retreat, I know. But this monkey would my monkey friend would chase away the less than civilized monkeys away and take care that my japa could go on undisturbed. Then the next time I saw him was when we had a little ceremony in the court of our ashram, and he sat just on the roof, and he sat there and he looked at the ceremony. It was a Vedic ceremony, and he looked at all the steps which were done. And then he made a noise when other monkeys came who wanted to steal the fruits which were there in the ceremony. And I understood this monkey is really serious about rendering service. Four days ago, I chanted, and my monkey friend began to cry. At an instant, I began to understand this monkey is a fallen sadhu. Prabhupada said, if a sadhu becomes involved in Vrindavan, in illicit sex, he is reborn as a monkey, but then he goes after that monkey birth back home, back to Godhead. So I could see he was crying, and in an instant it became clear to me, this is most probably a fallen sadhu. Now yesterday, as you know, it rained very heavily, and that is very troublesome for the monkeys. So my monkey friend slept before my door. And in yesterday night, in the night, I was called by small nature's call. So I went out to answer, and I came back, and I saw my monkey friend, and he looked at me. He looked, and again tears were in his eyes, and he made the sounds, oomph, 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 oomph. And I couldn't control myself. I just patted him on the head and on the shoulders and said, "Don't worry. It's only a few more years, and then you go back home, back to Godhead." And he looked at me, and somehow, you know this communication which takes place. Maybe you have a horse in the West, or a big dog, or you know, that, you know, you can communicate with the animal world, and you know they understand you, and you understand them. Do you know this? These emphatic communications, you know, I think we all know. Huh? So that it was a moment of just looking into each other's eyes, where I encouraged my monkey friend and said, "Don't worry, it's only a few more years of bananas and then you feast." In other words, few more years of, and then you go back home, back to Godhead. And he seemed to understand and was pacified and continued to sleep in the rain while I slept under my roof. Because after all, I was thinking, should I get him into my room? But then I thought, "Oh, Krishna, you never know. You know, when he sees the modern technology, he might steal it." You know, I had a tape recorder, or what is it, an iPod recorder with me, and so on. I wanted to give this as an example to show you this is an extraordinary place. Please don't see it with the adibhautic vision, with the material vision. You will be deceived. You will not see all of it. You will only see part of it. And here you can see much, much more. You can see and experience so much on this Govardhan retreat. If you are willing to be guided through the retreat by the setup which we will introduce to you. It's a setup which allows us to do Panchanga Bhakti in a very deep way. We will hear from the Bhagavad, we will hear good katha, we have sadhu sangha, we will have a lot of kirtan, we do Mathura Vasa, that is, we live in the holy place, and we do deity worship. These five things we do. And Prabhupada, he says in Nectar of Devotion that even if you only have a slight contact, what to speak of a tsunami contact, with these Panchanga Bhaktis, even if it is enough to awaken devotional ecstasies, even in a beginner. So I can guarantee you that you will experience some deep Krishna, you will make deep Krishna conscious experiences. In other words, you will make those experiences which Krishna is putting up for you and which he holds for you lovingly. He will give you hints. You will see many subtle hints for your spiritual life. This alarm clock, or it's in the afternoon. It's not the morning. Watch those subtle hints which you will get. Keep your eyes open to the extraordinary. And learn to see through your ears. Shutekshita Panta, this is called in Sanskrit. The path of learning through the ears. And you will see extraordinary things and experience a great impetus in your Krishna consciousness. Finally, I want to chant with you two shlokas from the Govardhanashtakam. I would like to request Tushta Krishna, maybe Devala, if you could be so kind, or is one person enough? I will chant a sloka now, and this is the last line of the sloka, which says, "May Govardhan fulfill my deepest desire." As we said, Giriraj is here to assist you in your spiritual way. But you have to develop a deep desire. Oops. Let's see. Something. Krishna pra... One moment. Just the melody has to come. Krishna prasadena samasta shaila samrachamapnoti cha vairinopi shakrasya ya prapabalim sa sakshat gorvadano medishatam apishtam gorvadano medishatam apishtam Svaprashta hashtam bujaso kumarya sukhanu bhute atya bhumi brite Mahendra vraja hatim apyagyanam govadano medishatam abhishtam govadano medishatam abhishtam Govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. Vina bhavet kim haridasavaya padashayam bhakti atashrayami yam eva sa premaniyesha yoshri Govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. Govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my deepest desire. By Sri Krishna's mercy, Govardhan became the emperor of all mountains and received the offerings meant for Indra. Without taking shelter of the lotus feet of Govardhan, who is the best of Hari's servants and who is full of love for Radha Krishna, how will one ever attain the priceless jewel of pure bhakti? May that Govardhan fulfill my innermost desire and grant me special service for Radha and Krishna who are meeting in his many kunjas. Govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. So in conclusion of this little presentation, I would like you to turn to your next neighbor, Matajis to Matajis, and man to man, please. Find your neighbor. It's very important that you take part in this exercise. Have you found, has every one of you found a neighbor? Who has not found a neighbor? Then please see who else raises his hand and join up with that devotee. Maybe someone can, come to Susanna. We have a devotee who is blessed with spiritual, with material blindness and spiritual big eyes, so someone always has to take care. So who of you is person A? Who of you is person B? Very good. I want to... So, I want you now to listen very carefully. My dear devotees, it's very important that at the beginning of our Govardhan retreat, you form your sankalpa. It means an intention. According to the intention which a person has, his life will go in a particular way. For instance, if I have the intention when I go to Vrindavan to shop for my temple, then I will mostly be on Loi Bazaar dealing with the best prices. If my intention, however, when going to Vrindavan is to make an interesting photo documentation about the culture of Braj, I will mostly be out in the villages making photos. If my intention to eat, to be in Vrindavan is to steal the Mahaprasad of Radha Shyam Sundar, I will mostly organize my way of life like this. Intention forms an experience. Intention is where we put our emphasis, and wherever we put our emphasis and focus, it's there where we will make realizations. Intention is a powerful creative force which governs how we think, how we feel, and how we behave. Intention, really, if you want to have it in a philosophical way, is the essence of svatantra. Svatantra means independence or free will or so on. You as a human being have a possibility to focus on an intention and to formulate an intention. I want to do this. And it will describe your whole reality. If you come, for instance, to the Govardhan retreat to just maybe relax because your days in the West were just so strenuous, you will mostly sleep and eat, I would recommend, when you want to relax. But if you want to make really a deep Krishna conscious experience, you will come to the classes and you will talk in between with the devotees for different tips and so on and so forth, and you will participate as much as possible in the spiritual programs and so on. My dear devotees, intention. I have heard when I was on the bus program in India, so many bhaktas joined. I was surprised. You know, we got 50 new bhaktas in 1 week. I thought, well, far out. But then I found out that they all wanted to marry an American wife. That's why they joined. And to get an extra dhoti, because ISKCON is known for American people and extra dhotis in India. So intention is so important. These bhaktas didn't last very long, by the way, because they found out the American ladies were all good devotees who were not interested in this, and the extra dhoti also didn't make a big difference in the inner feelings of life, you know. Intention. Intention is so powerful. I want to say, when I was in the hospital, one day Burijan Prabhu phoned from Vrindavan and said, "How are you?" I said, "Happy to hear you, but the doctor told me I might die tomorrow."
The doctor said that, but he didn't die.
Then Burijan Prabhu described to me Vrindavan and Radha Shyam Sundar, and I began to form the will, I will live. This was my intention. I was getting a little frustrated with all these negative informations, and I was really down. And I wanted to live and do more service, and with this intention, I started to dance every day for half an hour. I mean, I still couldn't get out of bed. I had all these infusions, and I couldn't move. I had been operated on one leg, which got totally infected. The whole body became infected as a result, and that's why everything became so traumatic. But I danced for half an hour every day in my mind, because I had made the attention, I want to live and I want to dance for Krishna's pleasure in the future and sing for Krishna and give Govardhan retreat and so on. And just this intention mobilized so much energy and so much blessings that I'm more healthy than I ever was. So, my dear devotees, it's now important for you to turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor, why have you come here? What do you hope to attain during this Govardhan retreat? Devotee B will ask first devotee A, and you just have to ask the question, why have you come here? What do you hope to attain in this Govardhan retreat? It's very important to ask this, and then the other devotee A should answer honestly about his hopes and his desires. Please start now. You only have 2.5 German minutes for this, and then we will switch. Hare Krishna, have you automatically changed? No.
Because German minutes turned into Australian minutes.
And Australian minutes turned into Indian minutes. That's a problematic. All right, so we will have now I will really look at the wrist, at the watch. Please now, if you had not the opportunity, person A, the other way around. Please ask the person who has not spoken, why have you come here and what is your intention? What do you want? What is your sankalpa? It's very important because we will do a little exercise with the pen afterwards. You need to speak. Please start now and be concentrated. Hare Krishna, Hare Bo. Now I request you to take your very, very wonderful Braj notebook. You must admit this is a notebook you can show in the West and get prizes. It's so good. I request you to write down this intention which you have. Yes, those of you who do not have notebooks and pens, you could go to the table in the back. And I request you, please don't write now. Please first listen. To take your pen and then write down your intention, your sankalpa. Because your sankalpa will be your best friend throughout the whole retreat. This intention will serve you, or this sentence will serve you throughout the whole retreat when you may feel, oh, my dhoti is still wet. Or then you read your intention, I want to reach my relationship with Krishna. Oh, who cares about a wet dhoti? That is not in my way. You know, and this intention, I will also, or Burijan Prabhu will request you to read it through before you go into bed in the night, because it has been shown that people who concentrate on an intention just before they go to bed, when they wake up the next day, they are empowered by this sankalpa. You know, when I went on Braj Manda Parikram, we were all doing the traditional ceremony to go to Mathura at Vishramgat, putting our bodies in the Yamuna, I mean taking a bath, and then meditating and praying that we could somehow utilize this Braj Mandal experience to get whatever we wish, to become better servants or to, you know, and everyone's intention was mystically fulfilled. It's so strong. I know it is maybe something new in your life, and I can't explain the big philosophy behind it. Just trust me, this your best friend can be born now for this retreat, the intention. And for this, I request you to take a little time and just write down your intention. Write it positively. Don't write, my intention is to not eat too much. This would not be a good intention, because it must be said positively. My intention is to nourish my body in a healthy way with prasadam, like that, you know, if you would phrase this in the intention. So I request you to think, and if you don't feel exactly satisfied, you can hone your intention. Hone means you can make it more precise, you can add things, but it should really be something which guides you through this retreat. So please start now to write your sankalpa. Thank you very, very much. Please review this sankalpa before you go to bed, so that it becomes something which powerfully informs you from tomorrow on, when we go in all seriousness into the experience of the retreat. I want to thank you very much for your kind intention, and I certainly wish you all the best. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. Having said this, we will turn over the microphone to Bhujiram Prabhu.